At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The downtown Dallas shelter hosting Hurricane Harvey evacuees will close today. At its peak, the convention center housed more than 2,600 evacuees. 1,500 more people visited for various services such as meals, FEMA benefits, and replacing documents lost to flooding. The 200 people now at the convention center will move to the Tommy Allen Recreation Center in the Oak Cliff area. The rec center will be the last Harvey shelter open in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The task force in Dallas studying what to do with Confederate monuments says the statue of General Robert E. Lee should be put in a museum. Members yesterday voted to relocate the statue. It was moved from a park in the Oak Lawn area last week and now sits in storage. The Dallas Morning News reports the task force still has to discuss street names, Confederate symbols at Fair Park, and the Confederate War Memorial near City Hall. The panel has to make its full recommendation to the Cultural Affairs Committee by October 12th. The City Council will have the final say. The Fort Worth School Superintendent has spoken out in defense of students under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. In a Facebook post, Kent Scribner said President Trump's decision to rescind DACA would have, quote, devastating effects on students and families in Fort Worth. DACA allows children with no immigrant status to study and work in the U.S. without fear of deportation. The president's given Congress 6 months to come up with a replacement program. Studies estimate more than 7,000 DACA recipients in Tarrant County, with some of the youngest recipients attending Fort Worth schools. More than 400 students marched in downtown Fort Worth earlier this month in support of DACA. The school board also passed a resolution earlier this year. It declared schools welcoming and safe to all students, regardless of their immigration status. Now to Breakthroughs, where we cover the latest in health science and technology. The percentage of people who die from colon cancer in the U.S. had been declining for decades, but a medical study earlier this year showed deaths from colorectal cancer are increasing for some young and middle-aged Americans. Screening is one effective way to detect and even prevent the cancer. Problem is, only about 60% of Americans are up to date on screening. Lauren Silverman reports on what it'll take to convince people to get tested.
Dr. Ethan Holm is not a salesman, but they do have something in common. As a doctor, he's trying to pitch patients to get something they normally don't want, colon cancer screening.
People have strong concerns or worries or are grossed out by the idea of testing.
Yep, but regular testing is the best way to detect the microscopic bumps inside the intestines that over time can become cancer.
The traditional approach is just to rely on people to come into the doctor's office, and when they're having a primary care visit, the doctor, you know, will recommend this if they're due, and then hopefully people follow up on this.
Follow-up rates are low. So Holm and his colleagues at UT Southwestern decided to test two reminder systems on thousands of patients at Parkland Hospital over a period of 3 years. The first group of patients received a letter in the mail, you know, the kind you get from the dentist, reminding them to complete screening. The second group received a reminder letter and an at-home test kit called FIT. That cute name stands for fecal immunochemical test.
This newer one sample FIT test came out that's much more sensitive than the older cards where people had three cards and a nasty popsicle stick that you need to use. This one is just a little tiny brush. It's much easier to use. It's more accurate and doesn't require any changes in your diet.
Both groups of patients who received reminders were more likely to get screened than the control group. In fact, they were 3 times more likely. The surprise, Holm says, was that patients who received the simple reminder letter, no free FIT test included, were the most likely to get screened all 3 years.
Almost a third of the people who did the first FIT test didn't end up doing it every year as recommended.
Or they had a positive result and never followed up with a colonoscopy. Still, the overall increase in screening rates impresses Dr. Douglas Corley. He's a research scientist at Kaiser Permanente who focuses on colorectal cancer screening.
In a nutshell, it seems that any outreach increases your likelihood of screening, and that having more than one option for screening increases your likelihood of getting screened by at least something.
Corley says there are other incentives researchers have tried to entice patients to get colonoscopies, like paying them.
Seems like it may increase rates, but doesn't increase them a a lot, certainly not in the magnitude that was seen here.
That's not to say giving someone $1,000 wouldn't work, but UT Southwestern's Dr. Holm made a deliberate choice to test two low-tech, affordable strategies that could be scaled up if they were successful.
There have been other studies, you know, that have a whole SWAT team who descend upon someone and do a lot with multimedia and decision aids and patient navigation and coaching. And we wanted to try something that we thought really could be implemented and disseminated in real-world practice if it worked.
Based on the success of the study, UT Southwestern received more than $1 million from the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas to expand the program and start sending reminder letters to more Parkland patients. Holmes' takeaway? There's a lot that can be done with pretty basic interventions. Oh, and snail mail is not dead. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
A Chicago-born artist whose work has expanded from ceramics to urban planning has won this year's Nasher Prize. The Astor Gates is known for repurposing materials and even entire buildings. Jeremy Strick with the Nasher Sculpture Center says Gates has established his own foundation to pursue large-scale projects in his underserved Southside neighborhood.
He takes over buildings and he rebuilds their interiors and their facades and creates social spaces, places that bring together the community.
Gates is the first American and the first African American to win the $100,000 reward. He'll pick it up in Dallas in April. As for the forecast, mostly sunny skies today. Expect a high near 98, overnight low near 78. It's 79 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.